Welcome to Let Us Tell It. We on podcast episode, I don't know if this is going to be 14 or 15, because we got one in the stash that hasn't come out yet, so we're going to get that to y'all. Figured we'll just go ahead and give it to you back to back, pause, so that you can, since we done took a few weeks off here. But yeah, man, what's
maybe
good,
my
man?
Fault. Yeah, I'll take responsibility for that.
Man, yeah. Hey.
One of the times I was busy, the other time I fell asleep like an old dude. Straight got some Zaxby's chicken fingers.
Smash.
And passed out and woke up and it was like, yo.
Smash.
Straight up, man.
Yeah, no, it's like that sometimes. Hey, I feel you. Got out there trying to make it happen. I know you was out there on the campaign trail campaigning for your favorite. I was about to say favorite artist. It's almost like a rap battle now.
But these politicians.
Yeah, man. It's been crazy the past couple weeks, man. Tapes done been exposed, and you know, it's some crazy. I mean, it's all over the place, man. And some of the campaign ads look so fake now. They almost look like parodies of themselves.
Yeah. I'm honestly, I can't wait for an election season to be over with. This is, I think, the first time I'm going to vote. I tried to vote before, but I was overseas, and I waited too long to try to send in an absentee ballot before. Uh-huh. So this time I'm actually registered ahead of time and all that, so I'm actually going to be voting.
You can do the early voting?
I didn't do that.
Is this until the 5th? You got
I don't even know how that works. Like, how does that work? Wait a minute, so you can vote early or what? Wait till...
Yeah, you can. I mean, you can go on election day. Was that November 8th? Or between now and the 5th, you can actually get out and vote.
Yeah, man. So I hit you, threw out some topics. So Derrick Rose, he had a lawsuit filed against him by ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And I think that happened, honestly, I think that happened last summer, not this past summer, but I think it was last summer when it first got brought up. I'm not sure. It might have been. It was a while ago, though. And then it started, kind of all the court stuff started this summer. She said, like, he forced her to, like, have, like, I guess, like, gangbangs or whatever. Or like trains or whatever with his friends and stuff, and then like 2-3 years later decided to like file a lawsuit, and he said it was just a money grab. I don't know all the specifics on the case, so I'm not gonna act like I do, because I honestly didn't care much about it, but it was a little interesting, like just some of the feedback and stuff from it, like being in the spotlight. So he was just saying it's a money grab for her, and she kept having sex with him after that. And it's hard for me to believe that somebody was raped and you're still messing with them after the fact, and then you wait that long. And then you don't even try to get him criminally prosecuted. You just go for the straight. I won't sue him for, I think it was like $21.5 million. So it's really hard for people to believe.
I didn't even know.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then during the trial, there were certain text messages that I think he sent. And they somehow would have, I guess, been in favor of like his point of view. And she wouldn't release them. Her and her lawyer wouldn't release him. So they were almost about to have like a mistrial just off that. But they didn't. So that made her look bad too. And then I think when her friends came out, said she always lies and all this other stuff. I don't know if that was actually in the court proceedings or if that was just a friend that came out and said that. Either way, he got acquitted. The only thing, my thing I didn't like is all the jurors, like after the trial, like one by one took pictures with him. I think that's a really bad look.
Serious?
I promise you, I'm not making this up.
I think it's a
really bad look, dude. That's a really, really, really bad look. Like, it looks really bad. Like, all right, so if he did it, right, it's just horrible. It's really horrible, right? But even if he didn't do it, it looks really biased. Like, it's just like the dude when OJ got acquitted that put his, like, fist up, you know what I'm saying, and all this other stuff. It's just like, dude, just do your job. Like, I don't understand why people can't just not get a picture. You know what I mean? Like, like, I went to hear Mark Lamont Hill speak at in Durham. And I was okay with not getting a picture. Like, I know I was there. I don't need everybody else to know. It wasn't like I was going to get a picture of me and him framed, you know what I'm saying, and having it at my grandma's house or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, like, this is not the president, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just like, dude, y'all could have, y'all okay.
Would you take a picture with the next president?
The next president?
Let me stop. Nah.
I don't know, man. Even if it was not Trump, I don't know if I would. I wouldn't go out of my way, put it that way.
Because
it was like people on the internet was saying like, yo, he's a rapist. This was like before the trial even started, and like, yo, he's a piece of shit individual and all that stuff. And it just goes back to that whole like, man, when you get accused of stuff, and for whatever reason nowadays it's like, yo, anytime you involve, especially in some sexual assault stuff, it's just like people just start automatic. It's like they don't believe you. Like, even if you get acquitted, it's just like, yo, you're a rapist. You know what I'm saying? And with him, it was like, I didn't even know the facts of the stuff. Facts hadn't even came out, you know? And it's just people who was just like, oh, he's a piece of shit. And I'm just like, yo, I hope y'all don't ever get accused of nothing, man. Because, jeez. You know, so.
Yeah, that's wild. I didn't know that, I didn't know that all of that happened. I knew about the trial. I knew that, you know, he, I guess, beat the case and all that good stuff. But I didn't know that it wasn't even a trial where he would have necessarily been facing time. It was just all really a money thing.
That's so.
Yeah. I didn't even realize that, man. That, wow. You know what I mean? That's crazy.
Yeah, because normally, if something like that happens, right?
You press charges.
It gets a criminal, and then you hit him with the civil. You know what I'm saying? Dang, which I'm not even mad at you, like, yo, man, if you, not even, like, sexual assault, but, like, if anything happens, you get knocked out, beat up by, like, somebody who got some money. Not even a celebrity, but somebody got some money, or you can get some money from, by all means, sue them, man. But, yeah, I think it's, like, a little crazy to be, like, for something like that, to not want them to be behind bars and actually do time.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, I don't really get that. But then again, I haven't been a victim of that, so I can't really, you know, speak on what I would have did or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, that's wild. Yeah, that. Hey, I wasn't aware of that. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Okay. So forget about all that, right? Nah. So. I don't know if you heard the new, like, Drake had dropped, like, 4 new joints. I think one was, like, a freestyle or a remix to somebody's stuff. And then it was, like, 3 new joints. And he's supposed to put a project out in December called, I think it's, like, More Life. I had to look it up.
I did see a headline or something with that title.
Okay.
I heard that he put tracks out.
Yeah.
And because I heard I did listen to HGTV that Pusha put out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he did what he was supposed to do, but I didn't really listen to the Drake stuff. I don't know, man. I'm weird. I guess I'm weird, man. I guess I don't know. It's just I wasn't really interested.
Yo, I'm gonna be real, man. People would be like, when Drake released stuff, people on the internet be like, yo. And even people like I just come into contact with, they be like, yo, this is new Drake, blah blah blah. And they hype it up, and then eventually I get around because I'm not really there's not too many people in like hip hop or actually in music in general that like when they drop something, I'm just like, yo, I need to find a computer or I need to look this up right now. Like it, yeah. That rarely ever happens. I think the last time that really happened was when Jay-Z dropped his last album. Like when he dropped that joint and it was like, yo, you can get it. Like it's gonna start streaming today or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like that was probably the last time, and that was like what, 3-4 years ago or something? I don't know. It was a while ago. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I heard that one song he has, it was like Smile on My Face. I think it's like Fake Love or something like that. And like people were saying it was so dope, and the first time I heard it, I was like, I do not get it. Like I don't get why this is dope. Like I don't understand.
You said,
like,
what am I? The Jay-Z track?
No. It's a song. Well, I don't know. No, Drake.
My bad. I'm cause
like one of the songs. I was talking about Jay-Z as far as like last time. I got excited. Like went and like seeked out like a piece of work. You know what I'm saying? Just like right when it dropped. That was the last time I did. But then like I went and I listened to I think one of the Drake songs that dropped. Like I think I listened to like yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't understand why people were like so excited or so hyping it up, which is usually what happens. People be like, yo, this is so dope. And then you listen to it, you be like, I don't get it. Like, it's either it's okay or it's like, yo, it's not like good at all.
Yeah, I mean, and for Drake, that's an awesome thing. He got the cult following, but.
Yeah.
But I feel you. I don't really get excited over it. A whole lot. Like Nipsey probably is one of the rare people. Nipsey and Royce, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
The only two people at this time that I kind of get hyped. And maybe if Nas or Cole drop something crazy.
Right. Yeah.
Hell, I guess I got a longer listening, I think, because Ab Soul sit with it too, though. But
right.
Ain't really too many people.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So he's not one of them. So.
Right. That's why I wasn't really excited. I was like, I ain't gonna lie. I didn't really listen to him like that. Last album, because somebody kept repeating lyrics and stuff. I was like, all right, cool. Dude is super, 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 like, talented, though. Like, super lyrical.
Yeah.
He knows, like, he has it. You know what I mean? So, that's why I listen to HGTV, because he's a whole lot more crafty with his. And
yes.
Then when you break it down and you look, I'm like, bruh, I'm wondering, I wonder if it would even be wise for certain people to respond. But, you know, he's in a very unique position in hip hop, I guess, man. You know, you freaking nasty with it and you the president of good music.
Yeah.
So I listen to his stuff when it drops, but I'm not really going to flock to some Drake stuff. Like, and he's a great artist. But I just don't get excited over when you put stuff out, because I already know it's going to be some girl stuff, or it's going to be something that's going to be like real emotional, you know, which is fine. That's cool.
Yeah. Or it's going to be riding somebody else's wave. Or he's very good at that. Have you noticed that?
Dog, my boy did not hear Drum, the cha-cha song. I like the cha-cha.
I put
him on that today, and I was like, well, you know how loud I'm right. He was like, yeah. I was like, well, listen to this. He listened to it. I was like, this song came out first, bro. And then Drake's song came out, and we hear no more from this guy. Like, at least not this song.
Yeah.
But the dude is like, that song I like better than Hotline Bling. But you're right. He will just straight up. Like, that's why he beefing with, like, not R&B. That's why he's beefing with some of these, like, Jamaica artists now. Because he's straight taking their stuff and run with it.
Dude, he does it, like, almost every album or project he puts out. What he does is, I mean, it's very smart now.
He'll
take, like, somebody that's hot. It don't even have to be a mainstream person. Like, I think right now, like, 21 Savage hot. He got a song with him, I think, that he put out, too. Uh-huh. So he'll either jump on somebody like that song, or he'll do a song like their song, and maybe you even put them on it. So it gets their fan base and be like, all right, well, their fan base might have listened to Drake already, but if they didn't, they might now, like, be more interested. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He does it every time. He did it with YG. I think he did it with YG. He did it for a whole tour. What he did was, it was really smart. Now, he had all these people on tour with him. This was a few years ago, and he did songs on each of their albums. He's very smart. Why he didn't have an album out, and then he dropped his out.
He's pulling a Jay-Z. Yeah,
you know, man.
Think about Big Pimpin' when that came out, right? Now people weren't really messing with the South like that, but he knew that they were big at the time. He knew it.
Yeah.
And then you look at Jeezy. And then you look at, now granted, I'm glad that I'm not faulting him for that, because I think the game needed Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad that his career,
for sure.
I am glad his career took off.
So I just heard a new Jeezy track today that was amazing.
You know what? I hope, I saw his Breakfast Club interview, bro. I hope TM103 is the Jeezy I've been waiting on.
Like Trapadathory.
Oh, Trapadathory.
Yeah.
Ooh, I hope that
he already
this
put TM103 out.
That I'm tripping right now. Yeah.
Nah, you good.
I hope
this is a lot of sequels.
There are a lot of sequels. But I hope that this is the Jeezy I've been waiting on since the recession came out. Because bruh. I've listened to countless mixtapes, and it's not like they were bad or anything, but it's like, bro, where is Jeezy, though? You know what I mean?
Right.
I hope this is it.
Yeah, he tried something different. His last album, Church in These Streets, but he was like, yo, I'm gonna just go back to what I do, you know? I listened to that in, like, G-Wagon, because he's already put it. This might be, like, I don't remember how many tracks, but let's just say it's, like, 16, 17 tracks that he putting out. He already got, like, 5 or 6 on Apple Music already.
Bro,
that he'd
Def
already
Jam
put out
for 17 tracks,
what? Something like that. I don't quote me, but yeah, it's something like that. And then I just saw an interview on Complex, a piece of an interview where he's like, he already either finished or had already started on his next album, Snow Season. Mm. See, they put that. They said that it was coming out in 2016, but when I watched the interview, he didn't say that. At least the clip I saw, he just said that he made it seem like it was done already or something like that. You know what I mean? Which is cool, but like, I like to take projects one at a time, man. Like, that's good.
Right.
But digest this first, you know what I mean?
Yeah, especially an artist like that. Like, he's one of the artists that can do that.
Yeah.
You get like he's one of the artists that you can kind of, like, let the album breathe and be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's certain artists that are novelty acts and they have to put out something every week or we just don't care. Like, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You know, 17 mixtapes in a month. Beast mode. Nah, we.
I'm still not a Future fan. I just have never gotten it. I'm sorry. Like, hey. That's no. No knock on anybody who likes Future.
Hey.
Or him. But I can't. I've tried. Because normally when somebody's hot and a lot of people like them, I try to, like, see why. Even if I'm not going to like them, like, see why. And there's a few songs I've liked from him, but for the most part, I think he's trash. I'm being real. It's annoying. Like, he messed up a song that I really like to listen to in the gym. ASAP Ferg, New Level.
No,
I love listening to
that
in the gym.
Hard.
And then when he gets on there, I be like, man, shut the fuck up. That's what I want to say. Like, I just want to yell that shit out loud. I hate his. Nah, man.
Bruh,
he's trash, man.
Future.
Doo-doo.
I'm not a fan
Doo-doo.
Of everything. All right, Kendrick. I ain't a fan of everything this dude do. But he has some joints, though. He's got
I like the Same Damn Time, but I like the remix way better.
Hey, man.
I like Same Damn Time. I liked the song he did with Rihanna.
Turn on the lights, turn off the lights, whatever. I don't know. Something about lights.
Nah.
That jump was dope. No, not
it's
that.
It's called Love. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking
that
about.
That song was crazy.
I forget if I heard, if I listened to that or if I listened to the one Lloyd did. I forget. And then he got a song, Marsh Madness. I like that.
Hey.
I like that song. Everybody was telling me, like, yo, this is hot. And I waited like 6 months after, you know, like it came out and I finally listened to it. And I was like, yo, I like this shit. I actually listen to that in the gym a lot, too. You know what I'm saying? That shit go hard. Fuck Up Some Commas is cool.
Hey, man.
But other than that, like, I really don't like his stuff, man. I don't see why people be... Maybe I got to go to, like, a show or something. Or maybe I just got to listen to more in the whip. Or I got to be, like, fucked up or something when
If you do either of those two things, you'll definitely be a fan. But
okay,
you know, because the whip makes things sound so much more amazing when you have
it really does, man. But I cannot lie about that. It's about where you're at and how you feel sometimes to listen to certain music. Exactly. And I don't think anything's wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to knock an artist because, I mean, I could put Jay-Z on at a certain time and be like, man, I don't want to hear this shit right now. This is like Nas. Like, you don't want to hear Nas in the club most of the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to hear Nas if you're chilling. Maybe you got some incense lit. You got a dashiki on and stuff. Now I'm playing.
Baby oil. You done did 3 push-ups. Oh man, yo, nah, I feel you. I know what you mean. However, Future got some joints though. But I'm not a fan of everything that he does though. I can't listen to a whole project, a whole tape. I just can't. But he has some.
Yeah,
stuff,
right.
But yo, I was about to tell you. Man.
Yo. So, since we on the Drake stuff, right? He supposedly, well, he dissed Kid Cudi, and everybody else thinks he, like, took shots at Pusha T, and some say Hov. And then people are reacting, certain type of people were reacting to, like, excuse me. They were saying that he was wrong for dissing Cudi when Cudi's in rehab for depression and whatnot. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, okay. I don't know how it is in their world, but Cudi kind of went crazy on him and Kanye, right? Before he went to rehab.
True indeed.
And I know, I see both sides. I feel them in saying, yo, you shouldn't take shots at him. Don't, you know, don't kick a man while he's down. And
right.
I can't advocate doing that. I don't know how connected these guys are once they're touring and doing all of this stuff. That, like, that's literally their job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're seeing the headlines like we're seeing them, and he's out there and he's in rehab. Did Drake know he was in rehab? Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
So, looking at it from that perspective, did he know he was in there before he took the shot? Did he record this before and just couldn't put it out till now because he's still on a major?
Mm-hmm.
And you record something and may not come out to 6 months later. Who knows? These are the questions that I have before I can really pass judgment on it, or, you know, really say, oh, he's a piece of crap for doing that, knowing that he was there.
Now, if he knew all that, he'd say, you know what? I'm still putting this out because he dissed me, and you know what? Everybody's depressed. My music is depressing, and so he going to get these bars. Because me personally, I don't have a problem with it. Like, unless he was like, yo, you depressed. I hope you kill yourself, like, on some shit like that. Like, you know, like, I really don't
Okay,
care.
That would definitely be drawn. Like, that would, when you get out, you'd have to fight. Like, you know, that's on a different level. Like, yo, somebody
right.
we gotta throw them hands, or we gotta do whatever we gotta do.
Right.
But, so I can see what you're saying. That would have been, like, yo, you know you was wrong for that one, bro. But, if you responded in like to what he said before going in, then, because Cudi was on some old, ain't nobody effing with me. These guys, you know, we talked about it on the previous podcast.
Yeah.
And who knows, man? So I know. I can see, I guess I can see all three perspectives. Me personally, I don't know if I would have put that out just now. And, you know, I'd have had to wait because obviously there's some deeper issues going on in his, like, real life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's just me. Like, I really don't want to do that. But if you get out and you still feel the same way, then we can go.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely on the side of, you know, F that, air him out. You know what I'm saying? Especially he took the shot, you know. It wasn't even like Drake said anything about him or anything like that. He took the shot.
Nobody did nothing.
And
like,
then,
I don't know what happened.
As far as we know, he took the shot and bam. I do like that Kanye, since he's been in, like, on his concerts, has been shouting him out, and I think he had, like, the whole crowd sing one of them songs for him,
that's
whatever, and I thought it was cool, because they actually have a personal relationship. I don't know if him and Drake do, like, but Kanye and him, even, like, they had some type of, yeah, he was, you know what I mean, and I mean, it's been for a while, you know what I mean, so,
yeah.
Like, obviously, they have a personal relationship, and then you definitely can forgive people for dissing you, and maybe you deserve the diss or whatever because of your personal relationship or whatever the case, or business relationship. So I think that was cool of him. But since we on Kanye, you know, Kanye had said some shit about Jay and was like at a concert, and he's like, oh, you need to come to my house. Your daughters don't come play with my daughter and all this other stuff. And he's like, you didn't come to my house after Kim got robbed and all that. And word is like Jay-Z is on some like, yo, people miss like the old Kanye, and you know, he's kind of like not as cool with Kanye as people thought he was to begin with. And maybe he's a little tired of his antics and stuff. You know, what do you think about that, man? That whole like, it kind of runs into what I was going to bring up later with Russell Westbrook and KD about like work relationships and work friends. Mm-hmm. Work friends and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yo, I mean, that can get deep, because I mean, we didn't even go game 50 on that one. But yo, that's wild. That is a little shocking because of how long it's been and how long this perceived relationship has been with all of this classic music that's come out over the years. Even going back to when, you know, Jay and Beans was still cool, that Guess Who's Back joint that Kanye produced, mm-hmm. and looking at that history, man, like, you don't want to go back and think that all of that was tarnished, because that was some of the times where it's like, bruh, music was just coming out that was sounding amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then to hear the grind, and then Kanye's putting the Big Brother tracks out, and you know, he's really going hard and championing for Beyonce, even at the you know, even risking tarnishing his own name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Hennessy on the red carpet talking about, yo, I'm gonna let you finish, but you know what I'm saying? Like, all of these things that kind of have happened, you start to wonder. So for me, it's like, I would hate to have that, I guess, illusion or image shattered, mm-hmm. because of how the music made you feel at that, you know, those moments in time when they were doing their thing like that. But at the same time, it's like, their jobs are built upon image. So right. Their work relationship actually translates into dollars, like for real. A lot of right. people, you can have coworkers you don't like, and you know, you don't have to ever talk to them, but then you have some, like you were saying, Russell Westbrook and KD, that has mm-hmm. to work, because y'all have to win,
right?
But I don't know, man, what about you? What are your views on that,
man? I think whether it's been like your homeboy or a female, a woman, everybody's had some type of relationship where they thought they were cooler or closer than what maybe the other person thought, you know? Mm-hmm. And when that happens, it sucks, man. You know what I'm saying? It sucks, you know? So that's unfortunate, but at the same time, I don't think a concert is the time and place to air that out, if it's really what it is. Yeah, to me, that's more personal, man. Like, it's not like you got a business situation that you feel some type of way about, and you like, fuck, I'm gonna let people know. This is like, yo, more so personal. Like, yo, you think that y'all are supposed to be so close of friends that he should just stop by your house and make sure your wife is okay after what happened and stuff like that, or whatever the case may be. That's more personal, and I think you should take that up with him. Before you start like airing them out, you know what I'm saying? Now, like, if you do that personally, and then in the interview, people start asking you about him, and then you like, yo, you know what? This dude didn't even go to my, you know, my house and check on my wife and all like that. That's something I would do. Then, you know, then hey, man, go for it, man. You want to air that out? Cool. But I think it was a little bit like, it was just Kanye-ish to do that. You know, it was real Kanye-like to do that. To just air that out. Jay-Z probably just, you know, just me guessing, I don't know. He probably had no idea that he felt that way, or that like that was an issue or anything like that, like, you know, so.
Hence the reason you have those conversations first behind closed doors, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Not a damn concert.
Yeah, so, you know, I thought, I was like, oh, man, it go Kanye with this shit. Like, dude, I definitely understand, like, being really, like, sensitive and kind of emotional about, like, your wife, like, life being threatened, basically, and, you know, her being violated, and then, you know, hogtied and stuff like that. I definitely can understand that, but, you know, that's something, man. A lot of times, man, it's harder. It's a lot harder to sometimes just sit down with a man and be like, yo, man, I ain't like the way you did this or whatever, whatever. It's a lot easier just to lash out. Just to, like, lash out, cuss somebody out or air them out or whatever than to be like, hey, man, I need to talk to you, man. You know, yo, man, I really feel some type of way, blah, blah, that, you know, you didn't do this, that, and the third. I thought we were, like, cooler than that. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of times it's hard for men to do that, you know what I mean? And I think probably black men especially, you know what I'm saying? And then rich black men, you know, rich men, you know, because it's like an ego that, because you almost have to, like, have some type of humility. Even if you are telling somebody, hey, I didn't like the way you did this, like, you know, because like I said, it's a lot easier just to be like, yo, fuck this motherfucker, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? Just be like, F this dude, you know what I'm saying? And just go off on a tangent, you know what I mean? Like, somebody, it's just a perfect example of Kanye, right? Doing something like just on a tangent without finding out stuff first is like him saying he's going to boycott the Grammys if Frank Ocean doesn't get nominated. And then somebody has said, yo, Frank Ocean and them either didn't turn in their submissions in enough time or they weren't eligible for this Grammys. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it was like, he's just jumping out the window before you even know, you know what I'm saying? Or even,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's, but yeah. So like with KD and Russell Westbrook, like, I guess KD said some shit like, you know, we were like work friends. And I feel like that was so unnecessary to say, like, it's over. Yeah. Like, you're going to get questions about him and stuff, but like, it's over and stuff. But that's like, damn, man, like for real. That's just another case of, like, Russell Westbrook ain't said nothing really about him. But it's just more, it was like, come on, dude. Like, y'all probably were more than that, but whatever, you know. It's fucked up. You ain't got to say that shit out in public like that, you know what I'm saying? That's, I don't know.
Yeah, that kind of, that. It. What they don't realize is how that makes them look after saying it in the public eye like that. You know, because let's think about it. Yeah, their profession is based upon skill, but it's also based upon image once again.
Mm-hmm.
They're celebrities. They're technically, you know, they do entertain the masses.
Right.
You're athletes / entertainers. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You're going to be scrutinized regardless. So as much as I, and this is kind of funny. It may not sound like it relates, but. That's why I kind of have to tip my hat a little bit to Blake Griffin. I'm not necessarily a fan like that, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, he was getting beat up on when he, you know what I'm saying? When he was really taking off and getting kid commercials and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And even Kobe was like, what would you do if the gun? I had to slap. Like, but he was really thinking, you know, he was thinking about his endorsement deals and his image, because had he lashed out and acted a certain way, he could have potentially lost sponsors or lost the base that he built up. And a lot of times these guys don't realize is y'all could lose potential fans, because just like people who were fans of Miami and LeBron and Dwayne Wade, all right, let's say they would have fell out, never been friends again. You probably lost half your fans because they were half of, you know, half of them were fans of your mans. You know what I mean?
Yo, I thought you were about to say half something else. Oh, shit.
Wait.
Oh, shit. What I can't even say the word. I'll tell you, like, when we done record, man, because I thought you were about to say something else. I thought you was Italian for a second. I thought you was about to use the term I heard you use. Oh,
Let me chill, man.
All I'm gonna say is half a, and it starts with an F. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm gonna leave it at that. Y'all do the math on that. Oh, y'all figure it out.
Man. Yo,
but yeah, wrong. Yeah. So Azealia Banks and Russell Crowe and RZA. We'll throw RZA in on that.
What was he thinking?
So in case y'all don't know, so like RZA was going to sign. So word that came down, RZA signed Azealia Banks. Whatever, whatever. So they're in like I think L.A. And RZA has an invite from Russell Crowe. Go to like this dinner party and have a plus one. He brings her. He's playing some music or something like that. I don't know if it was his music. I believe it was. I'm not sure. And then there's different stories. Like the story that came out was like she started like making fun of the music and being erratic. And then, you know, she was threatening to cut people with broken glass and all this other stuff. And she ended up getting removed by Russell Crowe, and you know, then like I seen a video of her talking about it, and she was like, she made it out to be like they were playing some stuff. She was making it out like, okay, there was like white dudes. You know, upper echelon white dude party, and you know, I was black, and you know, and I was treated like shit, and nobody stood up for me, and I was spit on and called a nigger and then kicked out. Like, that's what her shit was like. You know, she was, you know, just treated like shit, you know, and basically was told to stay in her place and was spit on and called a nigger and, you know, stuff like that. You know, then and they asked about RZA, and she was like, no, he didn't stand up for me or nothing, because you know, whatever, whatever. She dissed him and then said, yo, I'm not going to like be doing like business with him. So then RZA puts out this Facebook like a post, which I mean, it pretty much explained everything like even before that day. And essentially what it said was like, for one, you know, I think he said, I forget, but I think he said somebody had like put him onto her. And so he was trying to give her a chance, even though he had heard about like her reputation. And so, they hadn't even done the deal. It wasn't even complete yet. And she was already tweeting that, you know, like, yo, I got signed to him. And he was like, yo, I was going to let her rock with that. You know what I mean? I was just like, all right, I'm going to let her rock. And he was like, yo, she came there. She didn't really, the way he made it seem, like she didn't have money. So he put her up in a hotel and everything. And all. And then, you know, like brought her with him to that. And then she was just on some bullshit when she got there, you know, insulting people, and then talking about she was gonna cut some chick, you know, in the throat, or she was like talking about some violent shit, and then she I don't remember the whole story, but basically like, yo, the story that she told was completely different. It was like false compared to the story that all the witnesses that were at the party said. So I was like, wow, okay. So I didn't have like an argument with somebody on Twitter, but it's like this magazine that I follow, and I'm not gonna say their name, but you know, they have some pretty good articles and stuff, and it's not like some typical mag. I think it's like more of an online magazine, homegrown type of stuff. And but like what I noticed is sometimes they just like really like close minded with stuff. So they were like, it's messed up that nobody stood up for her. And I was like, yo, I was like, I basically was like, yo, man, like, we're not talking about like Serena Williams. Right. We're not talking about like, I don't know, just pick any black woman celebrity. We're talking about Azealia Banks here. We're talking about somebody who has a history and is known, a reputation is known just to be wildin'.
Right.
So I was like, do you think we should blindly like, or somebody, when we don't know the facts, we just, at that time, I don't even know if RZA had said anything yet. We just knew that 10 other people that were there said that it happened the way Russell Crowe said it happened. Mm-hmm. And And they were like, you know, it's messed up, whatever, whatever. And I'm like, I mean, do we blindly support people just because, like, you know, they're black or whatever? Like, and it was like, you know, people do it for less. And I was like, that's true. But, you know, like, she's got history of being, like, erratic. Like, so if anything, I was like, that don't give you, like, cause to pause and stuff like that. And, you know, whatever. And I just thought, I was like, man, this sounds like some bullshit. And I think she's trying to sue him or I forget something like that. I press charges or something.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Man.
When you saw that, what'd you think? Because I never even heard a girl music before.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was, why did you bring her up there?
Yeah.
Because we know. I mean, think about it. Twitter even shut her stuff down.
True.
They
speak on it.
They canceled her account. So I was like, yo, what are we doing? Like, why are you, why'd you take her up there, bro? And then when I saw it, I ain't gonna lie, man. It was like, it sounds terrible because I feel, now I'm like, damn, I sound like I just immediately judged and I feel terrible about that. But I was like, she done did it again. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel bad about that, but I really was looking at her history and all of the bad things she said, and she really is hard on black people, but will, you know, and then she's really talks down, wants to be super black, talks down to black people, but then dates a white guy, and all of this other stuff, wilding out on people, dropping the other F-bomb, not...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then, you know, and I think that's when Twitter drew the line, but doing all of this crazy stuff, bullying people, all of this stuff. And now you mean to tell me that you're in this setting with two people that the industries, their respective industries hold in very high regard. You have Russell Crowe on one end in the film industry. You have RZA, who technically straddles both because he scores four films. He's had a film.
He's directed a few.
He's directed. I didn't even know he's directed more than... I knew about the one, but... And then you have him, of course, the hip-hop side that we know. And here you are, and we know your history. Who are we inclined to believe?
Right.
That sounds terrible now that I... You know, now that you kind of pointed that out, I got to be honest. I'm like, yo, I feel like a piece of crap for just even going there and really doing that. But that was what I had... thought first. It was like, yo, what is going on? Why'd you take her there? You knew that she was gonna do something like that, because I was assuming as well that he already knew, you know, her music. I didn't know that somebody had to put him onto it and all that. And honestly, she's not a bad artist. Like,
oh yeah, because I've never heard a song, like not even a bar from her, so I don't even know.
Yeah, I mean,
so
she can sing and she can rap. Would I have gone to listen to her on my own? No. And that's strictly from knowing her persona. That's her image. I probably would have never gone because I don't have any interest in that. But after hearing her, I was like, yo, she's actually, like, the talent is there. But it's just the other stuff, man. If she can, like, you know, just, I don't know. If somebody got in her ear and was like, yo, look, we need to go ahead and get this bag. you know what I'm saying? I'm not telling you to compromise yourself and all that. But understand that there's still, you got to play the game until you don't have to. And that's not just with that. That's with pretty much anything.
When
it comes to, you know, making a living and getting ahead and all that stuff. And that doesn't mean you're compromising. It means you're really thinking about, you got to eat and you got to feed the people that you're responsible for type thing. So it's just like, it's no different than going to 9 to 5 and then you have somebody that's, you know, I don't know. People know. I ain't going there.
Yeah. I definitely understand what you're saying.
Yeah, man.
So.
But I did. I do feel bad about it. I thought I was better than that as far as I'm more honest with myself these days. But I really did jump to conclusions on that one.
Right.
But you got a good point.
Because at the end of the day, like, even if that was your friend, let's just say you got a homegirl and you know she wild.
I wouldn't take her out there. She wouldn't go.
No, not even that. You got a homegirl like that. She, you know, she got a big mouth or she be saying some crazy shit. She be wilding out. she tells you, yo, this happened, you might be more inclined, and then like 10 other people say, no, she was doing this, which sounds like her.
But for me, right? if somebody, but this is where I'm different on that, because if it's somebody that is cool with me,
right,
I don't believe them. No, I'm a ride for them. We gonna have that conversation in the car on the way back to the crib, though.
Right, but right.
In public, it's got to be right. Unified. Period.
Right,
that's,
right.
That's how
right.
That shit works. Period.
Right.
But I'm like, yo.
But in your head, though, no. But I'm saying, in your head, are you not gonna be like, yo, so and so, she might have did that shit, yo? Because I know her, like.
You know what I'm saying?
She be wilding sometimes. You know what I mean?
Pretty much.
It's just like if you got a klepto for a friend or something, you know what I'm saying, a homeboy, and then some shit come up missing, and then you're going to be like, yo, hey, man. Hey, man. You take the Murray's grease out of my homeboy bathroom. Like, come on, bro.
The orange can, man.
I see you coming out your hoodie, man. Come on, bro.
I'm going to buy sporting waves. Get that off my counter, son.
You know what I'm saying?
Over here with 360.
You know, so yeah. So if it did happen to her, man, that's really unfortunate, and I feel bad for her if that really did happen. Yeah. And who knows if we'll ever find out? You know what I'm saying?
Because nobody knows but the people that were there.
Yeah, and I can also see her point of view of like if it did happen to her, everybody that was there for him. Saying, yo, it happened like this.
Right.
But I'm more inclined to believe that she was acting that way, excuse me, based on her previous actions to a bunch of different people, not just a couple.
No, I mean, she done dissed
a lot of people, dude. The one time that I actually was on her side was the airplane thing where you said she called somebody that word. But it was like, it seemed like, I had to revisit it, but from what I remember, it seemed like something where it was like, she was actually probably in the right until she said that word.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually laughed at it because I knew it wasn't like meant necessarily in that way, but more so in the way you would use when you were growing up as a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like basically like bitch, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But that was like one of the only times since I've ever even heard of this chick, that I was like, okay, yeah, she's probably in the right. I mean, she done did so many different people that never was dissing her, jumped in on so many
this
different,
is
like, issues.
How do you know all this, but you ain't never heard her song? That's what I mean.
Yeah. I know she had a song that was like an area code or something, but I never listened to it because I was like, I don't care, because this chick is just always... Every time I hear about her, it's never like, yo, she drops a new album.
She does this.
It's never. I think one time I heard, yo, she's on the cover of XYZ magazine. I don't remember what it was. But I was like, all right, whatever. So I didn't care about that. But, you know, other than that, like, I don't be hearing about, like, yo, she dropped this fire song with so-and-so. I even remember her having an issue with Lex Luger? Is that his name? The dude used to do all of it. I remember an issue with him, and, you know, like, that was, you know, a bunch of people. Like, I don't even want to go down the list of all the people, but.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I really don't even know. I don't know. It's just when the headline came out, my thoughts went to, it's just like, yo, the trend continues. You know what I'm saying? But, I don't know, bro. That, excuse me, because, you know, I've been a little out the loop here, but that was interesting. You also hit kind of nudged me and was like, yo, Joe Budden dropped the album, and I did hear about it.
Yep.
I didn't know it was out yet. Rage and the Machine, I think it is.
Yeah.
With A-Rap Music.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard it?
I've heard some of it, and I like what I heard. It's like, I think 10, 11 tracks. It's real good hip-hop. I think you'll enjoy it from what I heard. I mean, it's him spitting, but it's like good music, too. It's good production. Okay. He's got a video out now. I forgot what it's called. I had to look it up real quick. But he just dropped a video. And I like that song particularly. It's one of the songs I heard or whatever. Damn, I forgot what it's called. I'm going to have to look it up. I mean, he's on tour right now. And a lot of people was giving good feedback, and not just like the mood music Joe Budden fans, but like some people that were like, yo, I didn't even know you can make music that good, blah, 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 which I still don't understand with streaming and like, dude, like how you don't know Joe Budden, like even if you're not a fan, like I used to be like a crazy, crazy Joe Budden fan.
Yeah, me too.
For a long time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like how you don't know that he can actually rap for one, and he's done more to Pump It Up, and he's still relevant. He's still, I don't even want to say relevant. I hate that sometimes, yeah. But he's still like,
he's put out so many bodies of work that it's just crazy.
Yeah. Put it like this. There's a reason why he can still pay his rent.
Hey.
And it wasn't Love and Hip Hop. It wasn't Love and Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? The season or two he was on that or whatever. You know what I mean? So there's a reason. And it's not from residuals from like Pump It Up. All right. So
yeah, dude's, he's been doing this thing for a long time now. And even people up, you know, in New York, and you hear him interview with certain people, and they're like, yo, I think it was Jack Thriller last interview I saw with him. And Jack Thriller was like, yo, I went to BB King's and it was just sold out. I didn't know that it was going to be like that. And it was one of those things where even when he wasn't really putting out music that was that visible before the internet took off, social media and streaming took off the way it did, like you said, he was still killing it.
He was one of the first ones to use the internet actually to
Joe Budden
and
TV.
One of the first ones, Joe Budden TV, and to like sell his stuff. And then he was huge with the Moo Music mixtapes.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really understand. Like, actually, to be honest, a lot of stuff people are doing now, they're following stuff that he's been doing.
Just built it. Built it.
Yeah, I gotta listen to this Combat Jack podcast interview.
Wait, when did that come out?
For sure. That came out maybe like in the past week.
He didn't walk off that one, did he?
No.
I'm sorry.
But I didn't even watch the Jack Thriller one, the recent one, because I heard it was really bad.
It was
but
terrible.
Then on his podcast, he kind of explained it, but still, man.
I'm about to resubscribe to Combat Jack so I can catch that one. Oh, that was the last one. Okay.
Yeah. I knew it was in either this week. Yeah, I need to go ahead and listen to that. Man. Definitely check that out. I was trying to find the video that just came out because that's a song I really like. It was some other ones, but I haven't listened to it enough to even tell you the name of the song. I didn't even see him retweet the shit. I'm looking at his timeline now. For whatever reason, this dude didn't. But anyway, yeah, so check that out. It's dope. And yeah, I think that's a good spot to wrap up this podcast.
Word.
Yeah, on a positive note.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
To the outro?
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what episode this is. Woo! We're going to say 13, 14, 15, one of those. Just check it out. Because you already done checked it out, so you know what episode it is. This boy had the Renaissance, man. I'm here with boy Classic Styles.
Yeah.
Follow him at Classic Styles. That's with a Z on all social media outlets. Let us tell a podcast at gmail.com. Email us on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play. We everywhere. Like the boogeyman. We out.
I'm on short in your water. Y'all already know the bang that I'm here to get it, man. No matter if it's sun or rain. Never gonna throw the game. Go hard, everything 100 made. Or better, whatever we gotta do. Gotta do it big and better. I'm better, I gotta prove. Get it out, we get it, man. Get it out, we get it, man. Better know we get it, though. Better know we get it, dude. Get it out, we get it, man. Get it out, we get it, man. All my niggas getting dough. All my niggas getting dough. Get it out, we get it, man. Get it out, we get it, man. Better know we get it, though. Better know we get it, dude. Get it out, we get it, man. Get it out, we get it, man. All my niggas getting dough. Yeah. Taking it straight to the bank. Taking it straight to the bank. Taking it straight to the bank. Grinding to roll up a straight. Yeah. Taking it straight to the bank. Taking it straight to the bank. Taking it straight to the bank. Stopping it's something we can't. Just standing in between, little homie, you gotta move. I'm an animal, just see beats in that rude, and I'm high class.
y'all shit is fast food. Diuretic rhetoric only a pass through. We solidified, so live and we do. Whatever niggas want, I would be mad too. Golden State, I got it range when I shoot. Change all the rules, let my niggas hang out the roof. Man, I'm hungry, yeah, as I'm gunning spares. Y'all don't get a warning pass. Caught up in a moment and I want this bag. Want this cash, pull up in an all new Jag. Reinvented, smelling like some brand new cash. Tell them break it down in 20s, go and throw it in the bag. Why you looking at me hurt, motherfucker, are you mad? I've been grinding for a four, put my foot up on the gas. Get it out, we get it, man. Get it out, we get it, man. Let it know we get it, though. Let it know we get it, dude. Get it out, we get it, man. Get it out, we get it, man. All my niggas getting down.